First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Blades talks about law enforcement and social justice.
I have on many occasions made the observation that we are indeed fortunate to have a police department that is neither historically brutal nor notably resistant to modernization and change. However, we do not live in a social justice bubble, nor does our present conduct, no matter how benign, render us immune from reconsideration of the broader themes that touch upon how our community is policed. The role of law enforcement and the efficacy of the prevailing police model are the subject of a national discourse addressing both social justice and racial equity that will not subside until every voice is heard. There are those in our community who believe police departments as we know them should be entirely abolished. I do not support that view. But the very real and articulate voices of many are calling for a national conversation on defunding, divestment, or repurposing of funds as a means to address the problems of mental and behavioral health, substance abuse, and homelessness. As I'm sure we all understand and appreciate, social justice and institutional change cannot happen in a vacuum. It needs the full-throated participation of every community member. There have been many times in my life when my opinion has not found popular acceptance, and there will likely be many more. In this instance, many of my friends on the left believe that radical reconsideration of police funding and policy is the only path forward. I support a more temperate approach. Nevertheless, I remain ever hopeful that the ongoing dialogue on this issue remains respectful and serves to elevate the public debate.
Steve Plate is a Santa Cruz resident, an advocate for social justice and racial equity. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.